Recorded Books presents Persephone Station by Stina Light, narrated by Maria Liotis. Chapter 1. Porini Territory, Persephone, a planet in the Seldorn system. The clatter of heavy power-assisted armor echoed off the rocky hills as the corporate mercenaries lined up behind Sarar Orlov's latest representative. The scent of machine oil, foul chemicals, and rubberized plastic wafted from the group. A military-grade personnel carrier squatted in the dirt not far away. Its bulk blotted out the morning sun peeking over the horizon. The engines had been shut off, and now that the troops were in place, the quiet tick of cooling metal rode the breeze, ruffling Polly's long black hair. The wind stank of burned fuel. Polly sneezed. A railgun had been mounted on the roof of the craft. Currently, its barrel was aimed at her and the rest of her people. A soldier sat at the controls, their expression lost in backlit shadows. Polly shivered and her stomach fluttered. Her friend Beak placed a steadying hand on her left shoulder. Polly caught a mix of muted scents that combined to form a thought. It is only for show. They are here to talk.
I know, Polly whispered.
She should have replied in the same manner, but it was easier to speak using vocal cords while in human form. She glanced up at Beak, who stood at least a foot taller than she was, and tried to smile. Beak's short blonde hair framed a pale face that almost glowed in the morning light. She moved her sturdy, muscular frame with a gentle grace that Polly envied. Unlike Beak, she wasn't athletic. Her area of study was mechanical engineering. Beak was a scientist, an animal biologist. Of course, there was no need for biology at the moment. Today was about representing the interests of their people, the emissaries. The four of them, Polly, Beak, Ephemina, and Matthias, were present merely to demonstrate that Kirby Sams, the designated translator, was not alone. The emissaries were a peaceful people. Another burst of wind pushed against Polly's human shape like an affectionate Alea pup. It was early in the growing season. The spare ground was dotted with blooming densiflor. The spicy, sweet scent of the purple flowers meant exuberance and new life, a rather incongruent environment for talks that would decide the future of her people. Everyone assigned to the mission had assumed human forms and names. Such gestures were undertaken for the comfort of the humans. In the century and a half of human habitation on Persephone, no emissary had shown any non-acclimated human their true form. Nothing else about this visit was standard. To Polly's knowledge, all previous negotiations within the past 50 years had occurred via message or video. Humans didn't venture on their own into the Badlands. At least, not anymore. There were reasons for that. Reasons that her people, the emissaries, spent a great deal of energy and time creating. Humans weren't wanted on Persephone. That didn't stop the Sarar Orlov Corporation from claiming the planet anyway, of course. According to official galactic record, the planet was uninhabited, free for the taking. Her people, the emissaries, were ghosts. Except that they weren't, and only a select few among humankind knew otherwise. Survival depended upon their remaining hidden. Being young, Polly didn't understand why. If the rest of the universe were made aware, Sarar Orlov would be forced to give the planet back. The United Republic of Worlds had rules about these things, after all. But every time she brought this up, Polly was told that she didn't understand the larger view. When Polly asked for more information, she was told to be quiet and leave her elders to their work. The corporation's stated agenda for the day was contract renegotiation. It was always about the Corsini Agreement. Humans were never interested in anything else, but since mediation was what her people had been designed for, this suited the council just fine. Polly remained anxious in spite of this. The humans had changed their behavior, and in her experience, what little she had, humans never did that without reason. The mercenaries formed an orderly half-circle between the corporate representative and the personnel carrier. She counted 20 heavily armed and well-trained Sarar Orlov mercenaries. 21, if you count the company representative, Polly thought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?